President Armando Guebuza was among the first voters yesterday in Mozambique's general elections. The governing party, which has been in power since independence in 1975, is widely expected to win, helped by splits in the opposition. Mozambique, which borders Zimbabwe and Zambia, has overcome civil war to emerge as one of East Africa's most stable democracies and prosperous nations. Father Sean O'Leary of the Dennis Hurley Peace Institute spoke with us about lessons to be learned from Mozambique.
The elections have a historical background that's very important to understand. Right after the period of independence, which Frelimo brought to the country, you had the emergence of RENAMO as a kind of a counterinsurgency body, which was supported by the South Africans, who saw Frelimo as too much communist and too much aligned to Russia. But since the peace agreement in 92, Frelimo has constantly won the elections, not by a great majority, but by usually between 3 and 5 or 6%. And the indications are that they have delivered quite well in the country. The standard of living has improved. The economy has been growing. The thing that set Mozambique back most was that they had very severe flooding 2 years in a row, and that destroyed much of the new infrastructure that had been put in place. So there's an air of optimism and confidence in the country, and I think Frelimo are seen as the ones who delivered. So it would be unlikely that they wouldn't be re-elected again in the elections, precisely because they have delivered to their people both a genuine democracy and a better way of life.